You guys, this is a weird December. Does everybody notice that we're not getting any snow?
Yeah.
Yes.
By this time, I think even last year, there were a couple of inches of snow that you had to clean out or shovel or something.
I remember one December not being able to travel to a Christmas family get together because it was so bad.
Yeah, and we're not talking the end of the month either. We're talking like the early parts of December.
Yep, it was an early Christmas get together and we couldn't go.
No, we're not up here complaining because a lot of people are like, well, I wish they'd just be quiet.
Look at the temperature on Saturday, close to 60.
Exactly, that's my point here. Look at this. We've got temperatures this weekend in the 60s, and then you think next week we're going to be up into the near 60. We're going to be up to 55 on Tuesday. And Wednesday, we're back up into the 60s again.
Listen, who needs to move to the Carolinas? We got it all right here.
Except for one poor group of people that are plagued by this kind of weather. The private snowplow contractors.
Oh.
In the arms of the angels.
Private snowplow contractors. Think of them today. They have a blade payment coming up here at the end of the month. And no way to make money. Won't you help? If you see any private snowplow contractors out, you see that big blade in front of that shiny F-150, go up to them and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about the weather. Here's a Starbucks card. Or let me give you a McDonald's gift certificate. Whatever you can do to help. They won't tell you that they need help, but deep down inside, that blade payment is lingering. It's only a week away. We gotta set up. Who's crying?
<That's> Sorry.
We gotta set up a hotline if it gets any worse. Okay. We'll look into that.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.